You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
I found my thrill.
I could listen to that all day. Speak. I have to do some speaking right now. It is the 21st of October, 2019. John Le Bon coming to you from Hanoi in the north of Vietnam. And the last time that I spoke with the audience here at Fakeologist.com, I was in Bangkok in Thailand. So I'm not a great distance, relatively speaking, from that locale, but I'm in a different country, very different country. So far, it's been good. But what I thought I needed to do was come and have a test run with a live stream. So that's exactly what I'm doing on, as I said. It's about, and I'm just enjoying a cool beer, which you can pick up from a convenience store for about 20,000 dong, which is about $1. And that's considered, you know, you're paying a premium. That's an expensive by local standards. They tend to just drink in restaurants. Yeah. It is cheaper. It's quite a low cost of living country if one of your main pastimes happens imbibing the demon's drink, as it were. So anyway, what are we going to talk about today? What are we talking about? By looking at .com, the front .com in Canada. What is making the news at fakeologist.com here in late October 2019, that, and then once we've looked at fakeologist.com, if we're not joined by any guests during this live stream presentation, I might also spend a little bit of time talking about the film 12 Monkeys, which is where I just heard. That was, of course, Fats Domino with Blueberry Hills. Why would I be talking about 12 Monkeys about this film? Well, we might discuss that later in this stream. Fakeologist.com, the most recent post is called FART number 44, 50 Australian Roundtable, apparently. And they had some technical difficulties, apparently. They had some technical difficulties, a large chunk of the call. So I've listened to this one already. I've listened to, I think it's 40 minutes or so. I listened to that last night. So the FART podcast is still doing their thing now. 44 episodes and still going strong. That's an Australian cast. Rollo from Newcastle in New South Wales, north of Sydney.
Eric. John.
Rick.
John? John?
Yes, Gaia. What's up?
I just want to say that you were talking about technical difficulties, but on the radio and also here, you're breaking up. It's very hard to understand.
Well, thank you for telling me. I appreciate that. That's why we do tests. Let me go and see if I leave and come back. Let's see what happens.
Yep.
I'm back in the live stream clear this time.
It's the same thing. It sounds like an internet connection issue, but you're in Asia, so I cannot imagine that this is the case.
I'm thinking maybe it's a microphone issue. Bear with me. Well, I've just done a speed, and the speeds here are fine. So I think the problem is on my end, but
it is the end of the sentence that gets cut out. So you speak your thing, and then the end is cut out.
I believe you. Strange. What I'm saying is, I think the reason is to do with where the Discord servers are based.
Yeah.
Like it's not a raw internet in this house issue. It's a connection to the Discord server issue, I think.
No, it's okay. So, by the way, now it's okay. So please continue your chat, your show.
No, that's okay. You're here. We can have a chat. This is really more of a test for me, just testing out the internet with live streaming. But since you're here, Guy, how are you, my good man? How's South America? How's Bogota treating you?
I'm good. It's nice and pretty sunny and half cloudy, so pretty good. Yes.
I hear that Jerris is coming to visit you. I hear that Jerris is going to come and say hello.
That's the thing. He's not coming to visit me. We are having, and you're invited too, we are having a fakeologist meetup in probably the most exotic place because I'm the only one in South America, you know.
And have you got a date set for this?
Yes, my birthday. The end of January next year. That is the cheapest period for flights.
So 3 months from now?
14 weeks from now, yes.
Interesting. I need to be in Chiang Mai.
Uh-huh, event. Nice.
This is in the... It's very important that I'm there.
Yeah.
But beyond that date, the future is not set for me, so who knows? Who knows?
Well, you can check out the other... I don't know if it's after Chiang Mai and KL, but at least it is a known digital nomad working place, and that is Medellin, Colombia.
Yep, Medellin has a huge, what's the word for it? People like it, you know, it's got a good reputation.
It's paradise, it's really paradise, really. It's amazing, absolutely amazing. And it is, forget everything what they thought about the past and so on. I've been there a couple of times, and it's amazing.
Oh, look, I know not to believe what people say about crime or whatever, because I spent 6 months in South Africa, and some of the things that people see on TV, it's kind of real, but not really. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, yeah.
Here's the thing, Guy. Here's what gets me, man. Like, in some ways, I'm very smart, but in some ways, I'm very stupid. I go out, I get drunk, I do silly things. Mm. Nothing horrible has happened to me in Africa. Or I was in London for a week when I was younger. Nothing bad happened. So I do think by chance, but I do also think some people put themselves in the wrong situation.
Yeah, of course, very much, and especially alcohol. And alcohol is still the most common drug used when people go out. That happens. I mean, I was in a hotel in Abu Dhabi, opposite the Formula One circuit there. I was there for work, and I was sitting there, and in the bar, they have alcohol. And yeah, I was drinking my beer, and I was watching a bit of football on TV and so. And there was an Arab prince kind of guy, like this typical Gulf Arab, completely pissed drunk and touching the waitresses, the Filipino waitresses and so. And yeah, he was escorted out, but yeah, he was completely misbehaving on alcohol. And especially those guys who, I don't know what his position was, but... he's probably not one of the most richest guys, but yeah, he's up there and he is not used to drinking alcohol. And then, yeah, goes to Abu Dhabi, gets drunk, and then starts to misbehave. And literally, I had the experience. I was, in that time, I was having a course to later give it. And my colleagues in the course, they were Syrians, a whole group of Syrians. And on Tuesday, they asked me for a casino. And I asked, okay, what did you do yesterday? And so they went to the red light district. And on Tuesday, they want to go to the casino. So I said, well, both of these things are not my thing, but I recommended to them the casino of The Hague in Scheveningen. And on Wednesday, with a couple of them, I was watching the Champions League final and drinking beer in the pub. Yeah, and these people away from home, away from the restrictions and so, and they just live the life and so, right? Yeah, traveling and meeting people from other countries, that only makes you wiser, never poorer, right?
Yeah, well, the point I was making there's a bad reputation for Medellin or for any part of South America. I'm sure it's based on some truth, but if something bad was going to happen to me, it would have happened by now. I think a lot of the people who get into trouble, not all of them, victims of circumstance, I understand, but I think a lot of people who get in trouble, they walked down the wrong street, or they hung out with the wrong people.
Well, you know, my experience, right?
Because, you know, like, young people love drugs, man. So they go looking for drugs, and then, well, guess what? Some people who sell drugs are not the nicest people. So, you know, people put themselves in situations that gets them in trouble, I think.
Yes. 90% of the time, I don't know, I cannot really put a number on it, but 90% of the time, I would say it is, in large majority, the responsibility, what you said in the Discord, right? Personal responsibility. And extra factors play a role, but it's the choices made by the individual who gets in trouble in most of the cases, right?
Yeah, and again, I don't want to sort of besmirch anyone who truly was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. That does happen. I just mean, when people talk about the crime rates of South America, yes, I feel better in Asia where I'm safe. Like, it's an amazingly safe place.
Yeah.
If South America was
better.
But the fact that South America is dangerous, I think a lot of the danger comes from people putting themselves in. That's what I think it is. So,
I'm happy with this image because it keeps people away. Because that is the thing about Thailand, and Thailand is big, but at least the touristic part of Thailand, that horror, that is luckily not yet here. Right? You see what I mean? This completely fake, these tourist horrors.
I'm not sure exactly what you're saying, the tourist horror or the tourist whore?
Horror. I mean,
the horror.
This complete fakeness. I mean, Cancun has it in Latin America, but that is pretty restricted still, right? But in Cartagena is touristic, but it's still beautiful and nice, and there's a lot of poverty, there's crime and all that shit. But it's not this Dubai, this Phuket, I don't know, I haven't been there, so I speak from what I imagine, right? But the Bali, I didn't like Bali for that reason. It's so unoriginal.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, the tourism thing. Hey, Prince, can I ask you a question? It is related, and it's fakeologist related.
Yeah.
Do you believe the oil in people's cars comes from underneath the ground? Because I used to. Let me tell you why I ask you this question. This is not a trick. The oil came from below the ground, you know, in the Middle East or whatever. But now
Have you seen an oil well ever? I mean,
with my own eyes? No, I don't think so. No.
I can show you a photo. There's a park in Oklahoma. I was doing a course in Texas and in Dallas. And I had a day off, so I went in my nice car.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
Well done, Ab. Thank you for changing this. Thank you.
That's the first time I've heard that advertisement. Yeah. I like it. Good on him for doing this.
Definitely. I bugged him. This needed to change, and for the good. And thank you. You did a great job, Ab. Thanks.
Let me tell you something. Anyone who tells me they can't afford $9.11 per month, I know that person is a liar. Period. Now, if they say to me, "Oh, I can afford it," I just don't want to support independent.
Don't
tell me that you can't afford it, because that's a lot of nonsense.
Every bank wants it. Yeah, of course. I mean, I've donated more than $1 million, so.
Think about all the people out there. This might be listened to by 100 people, 200 people, 500, who knows. All of them out there listening to this have only heard this. We built the website, put the time and effort in, and he's worked on it for how long now? 5, 7, 9 years? I don't know. That's the only reason why, it's because of Ab's work. Now, if that one of those people says, "Oh, I get value out of listening to this one, but I'm never going to support it," I'm like, okay, so you're just a shit person. Fair enough. As long as we know know where we stand with each other. Someone has put a lot of time and effort in that you've benefited from, and you're not going to support it at all. Okay, fine. As long as we know where each other's coming from, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it is literally people who go to receptions and only eat the free food and never interact with the people or so, and never do anything else, right?
Yeah, well, I guess some of those kind of people might exist, and yeah, I'd say the same thing about them. I mean, I put it to you like this, man. I'm the poorest person I know, and I've already spent at least $10 US on beer today. Mm-hmm. And I'm the poorest person I know, and I've already spent $9.11 on beer, on Hanoi beer. Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, if I turn around and say, oh, I can afford $10 for beer, but I can't afford $10 once a year to say thanks to a guy who built this amazing website, then what kind of person am I? Yeah?
Yeah, exactly.
It's ridiculous.
In my case, it's the opposite. It's the money I could have made. In all the time I have put at all the chats, all the hours, all the Fakepedia, everything, I could have made, if I would have gotten paid, what I got paid, the highest amount, well, that was paid for me, not that I got paid that, right? It's a bit of a stretch, but still, it would be more than $1 million. So I missed that money. It's not that I spent it on Fakeologist, but I missed it.
Well, this is where I like what you're doing, because I didn't realize how comprehensive your Fakepedia is, and then I went and checked one of the pages for an audio chat from, like, that I was, I think the last time I spoke to you when I was still in Bangkok a few weeks ago.
617, yes.
Yeah, if that was you who did that, I can tell you're putting a lot of effort into this Fakepedia. So, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
If people come here and they put their effort in, awesome. If they come here and they put the money in, awesome. If they're doing neither of those things, my question is why? 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 Don't tell me you haven't got the money all the time. You have to have at least one of those things. Because
the thing is, the whole idea about this community is that we learn from each other and be better prepared for the future where the clown world will only be bigger and the natural world or our reality will only diminish. It's not looking bright for the future. That doesn't mean that we need to be pessimistic. No, we need to be optimistic and learn from each other how to be better prepared, more versatile, right? And that is what I see evolution in that, right?
So, I'm very glad you said that, because you mentioned the clown world idea, and this whole clown world thing is something I've been speaking about for a few months now, and I noticed that you've been speaking about this clown world idea. Can I ask you, where did you hear of this clown world thing?
Like,
what does it mean to you, and where did you hear it?
Yeah, good question. Yeah, usually, just a very short introduction. Usually when I hear words, I try to make my own words. We had just a discussion about climate change. Don't use that kind of wording because that is playing their agenda. But other times, I find interesting things in the ACT media or the Reddit or whatever. I'm not at Reddit, right? You are, but... And you also have that. You have these things, and also from you. Baby hoax, other things I also take from you, because I think they're suitable and great words and wordings. And the same with the media. So clown world, I mean, it is looking at it from a really cool perspective, not this victimhood perspective, which is also a point you very, I'm happy you do that. Because this still is still, and still today, and I understand that you, FJ, and also myself, are becoming very impatient with people still being in that victimhood mentality, especially people who are more, they have more insanity than us, they have more years of research. I mean, how can you still be in such a state? For a while, we have been there as well, right? We learned from that, we grew over that, and by talking to other people, with other people, and exchanging thoughts, right? That's the thing.
Well, I did go through that whole victimhood thing for a while, and yeah, you're right. I moved on, I grew out of it, and I don't feel like I'm becoming impatient with the people who are stuck there. But maybe that's a fair description, actually. Yeah, I mean, how much time can you spend listening to people complain about the world before you think, well, hold on, is this all you want to do, is just complain? Because there's problems, but there's also opportunities. This is an amazing time to be alive.
And the more problems there are, the more opportunities there are. That's the beauty of it.
Definitely.
Mind now, I have a business idea. I cannot say anything about it, because if this gets stolen, then I'm fucked. But this is an amazing business idea. I need to pursue this. So, yeah, and it is only using seeing opportunities and learning from fakeology in the ideas about business and all that. Right? And the other way around. Use my learnings from sales and working in Sudan and Iran and Cuba and all these kind of countries in the research in fakeology, because you understand cultures. You understand much better, right? I'm not saying I've been 1 week to KL. I'm not saying I understand Malaysian culture or so, but at least I also worked with Malaysians, right? Out of their comfort zone in Spain. I went with them to the police to report their wallet being stolen at the Ramblas. Yeah, no shit, Sherlock, right? But I translated these oil geologists, and that was your question, so let's get back to that. About their unfortunate experience that happens indeed at the Ramblas in Barcelona. Yeah, I wasn't there, I wasn't with them, but I was there in southern Spain to report their problems with the police. Malaysian people.
Yeah, you've kind of gone off in all kinds of different directions there, but I think getting back to what you were saying, and I agree with you about this, there is opportunity. And so when I'm listening to people speaking about the world, and all it is complaint, or all it is awe, I'll give you an example, actually, and don't take this personally. Don't take this personally.
How they look at your channel. Right? I mean, your business model. It's fine. It's perfect. It works. Right? I mean...
Well, it's working for me.
Yeah, and for you. You have a good, nice business model. Why not?
Perfect. Put it this way. The members of my website love it that someone has to pay to get in, because it keeps out all of the trash. Right? So people think, oh, JLB, saving money through website, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, hey, don't my website, speak to the members of the website. And what they'll tell you is they love it because the trash will never pay.
I agree. It is very unlikely, but it's...
You want to go to the best nightclubs in Saigon, you've got to pay to get in,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
You don't just expect to just walk in, you've got to pay to get in. And people think, oh no, but I want to discuss the truth, which they should be free. Okay, go and discuss the truth with people who won't pay a cent for it. See how far you get, right? Whereas on my website, you've got to pay to get a totally different atmosphere.
True.
And a lot of people haven't worked this out yet. The paywall is all of our best friends, not just mine.
John, you serve one piece of the market, because I see another piece. Looking back at this analogy you make, I like it. I go for the free entry rave party underneath the bridge. Probably I will be DJing there, you know. It's my environment. So I don't need the money thing. I understand it. And I've also been to nice clubs. Same thing. Brazil, wherever. But I also like the underground free rave party where... Usually there is no problems, right? So the idea that...
No, but people are still making it that rave, man. They're selling drugs, okay? Those raves are only happening because someone's making big coins selling drugs.
My own rave, I had my own drugs, and I had my own friends, and I had my own music in my own fucking World War II bunker in Germany. So that is the kind of party I would like.
Cool, but these things are not sustainable long term, right? If people have to put their own time and money in and they don't get support, it's not sustainable long term.
But you can have it as a hobby.
That's cool. I'm not criticizing that. But just following this metaphor or this analogy through, if people have to put their own time and energy in and they attract all kinds of freeloaders, they're only going to do it for so long, but then they're like, no, I don't do this anymore. I don't do it anymore. It's not sustainable long term. Whereas the nightclub that charges money, that's sustainable, right?
Well,
the management might change.
The management might change,
but the business stays.
There are free of charge podcasts around where there's no...
And what are these free of charge podcasts talking about? What are they talking about? Complete bullshit. These are morons who still believe in moon landing.
Do you know Tim Kelly? Tim Kelly?
I don't know, Tim Kelly, no. Tell me about
it. No, really? No, you've never listened to Tim Kelly? Oh, wow. Then you're missing out.
Does he believe in dinosaurs?
What he does is he presents...
Tell me, does he believe in dinosaurs? Because he does, he's a moron.
He has had Chris Kendall on there for hours. He has had John Adams there for hours. He has had many guests there for hours.
That's great. Does this guy still believe in dinosaurs? Does he believe in outer space? Does he believe in nuclear bombs?
Yeah, I don't know. Believe in dinosaurs.
So he's another moron. He's just another moron.
We talked about oil. You want to know, oil doesn't come out of the ground even. That is the first time I hear something like that. Where does it come from then? It doesn't come from the ground.
But I'm asking you simple questions. I'm asking you very simple questions. Yeah, does this guy believe in outer space, nuclear bombs, World War II?
He talked about it.
He's just another lemming.
No,
you get what you pay for, man. You pay peanuts, you get monkeys, my friend.
Yeah, that is your idea. That is the only option out there, right? I see more opportunities. We talked about that, so it's cool.
One of the things is making money from podcasts, all right?
With you, John, I sent a similar victimhood still in your speech.
Well, I don't know what you mean by mood. Explain. Explain yourself.
A victimhood mentality that is still in you. I mean, you are worried, or you at least you address podcasts, I mean, that are completely irrelevant to us. We were talking about Tim Kelly, and then you don't want to hear anything what this guy has to say already.
No, I'm asking you, and you won't tell me. Does he believe in dinosaurs? Because if he does,
he's
hopeless.
Let me tell you.
Tell me. I'm here to learn.
He has had hours with Chris Kendall. He let Chris Kendall speak about it. He shared his own ideas. He is very versatile, and it is not that he is playing along with everyone. No, he lets them speak, and he is not looking for the same controversy as your style is. That's fine. My style is also different.
What do you mean looking for controversy? I'm telling you, dinosaurs are a hoax.
You can tell
something. Nuclear bombs are a hoax, period. Right? End of story.
Yeah, of course.
That's not looking for controversy. That's just telling you a fact.
You have been banned from a YouTube channel because you kept spamming that. And it was not valuable to the discussion at that moment. Right?
You're talking about Jay Dyer's YouTube channel.
But Jay Dyer was also a recurring guest at Tim Kelly's podcast.
Yeah, this is all well and good, but you're still not answering my question. Does Tim Kelly believe in nuclear bombs?
I mean, I learned from
it does matter.
Belief. I learned
who wants to listen to some idiot talking about nuclear bombs? An obvious hoax.
I'm not listening to this person. I'm not saying that. I mean, you're...
Well, I'm asking you, does he believe in nuclear bombs? It's a simple question.
I said, no, he doesn't believe in nuclear bombs. But
I've learned
a lot from people who believe in stuff I completely disagree. Flat earthers, I have learned a lot from them. And I'm pretty, you know me, right? Gaia Sphere, my dead blog. So, it is... I'm not looking
really. What did you learn from
more? That's the same. This victimhood mentality. It is
what did you learn from
it? Things what I pointed out about the ISS or space travel or things, and I got value out of that, and that was important. I don't care about the rest of their agenda, the rest of their talk. Tim Osman, IPS, same thing. He made a great point about the global warming bullshit part, and I praise him for that, and I also at the same time call him a lunatic about flat earth and this person is that person and this person is that person based on some rough facial similarities in one selected photo from the internet. By the way, right? I mean, it's possible to select. I mean, the same with you. I agree with you in certain points, and I disagree, and I take the good stuff and promote that as well and share that at fakeologies.com in previous chats. I played your videos. So, yeah. And nobody else has done that here. I'm also surprised by that. But, yeah.
All right. A little bit talking about podcasts. You said to me, oh, have you heard of Tim Kelly? I'm like, no. And I asked you, so what does this guy believe? What's he talking about? Yeah, he knows that nuclear bombs are a hoax.
Yeah.
He knows that dinosaurs are a hoax. That's the issue is right now, for people out there, just hear me out. So I just... Relax for a second.
Yeah.
For people
yeah.
out there who know that nuclear bombs are a hoax, that dinosaurs are a hoax, human evolution is a hoax, outer space is a hoax, history is a hoax, people who know all of this, they've only got one person to listen to, and they're listening to him wrong. Now, if there were other people out there putting out content as good as mine for free, that's where people would go, but it doesn't exist. I'm the only person doing this. You see? I wish this weren't the case. I wish there was...
Well, I don't know.
People
that
I could listen to.
With Garris,
you know what
We have produced.
I've got to listen to you and Jairus complaining about you.
Complaining
podcast guys.
Complaining. We have shared completely unique information also, which serves you as free material for the History House. We have talked about things you have never heard of before, even. And that is all free material you can use. How can you complain about free material you can use to make money? That is impossible.
Well, the point is I'm not complaining. I'm trying to explain to you. I wish there were more people talking about the History House. Only me.
I take snippets from the mainstream, and that is, you can use that as a point to make for you, your point in your page, whatever you have. And so you can use that from Tim Kelly or from someone else who can, about another topic, have a completely different or strange or ridiculous or moronic even opinion. Right?
Well, I'm happy to. Hear me out. I'm happy to go and listen to him.
Nice.
Awesome.
I mean, if you want a good introduction,
geopolitics,
Chris Kendall, evolution, he talks about that. Chris Kendall.
He talks about these topics. It's going to be like, why am I listening to this moron for? Ancient Egypt isn't real. Russia is not really enemies with America. There were no nuclear bombs. If he talks about any of this stuff as though it's real, I'll be like, why am I? He's like, any of the morons on the street.
The thing is, in the end, it doesn't matter if it's real or not. It's the impact, you know, Orwell, right? The illusion is way more important than the reality. So the illusion, in the end, becomes clown world reality for people. That is what the clown world is about. That's why, thanks for the question, that is what I try to bring across, is that the clowns try to create a reality which is not reality. Outer space, nukes. Right? The idea that mankind could create a global climate in the first place or change it. There is no global climate. It's bullshit. But that we are big enough to change anything about the climate on a big scale on Earth is ludicrous. So that is all clown world thinking. And yeah, separating that from what is reality and traveling and meeting other people from other cultures is a lot for you. Human reality and I think physical reality comes from science, the main weapon against scientism, thanks Cuban Dali. So yeah, I think that is the way to go, and you can learn from anyone online, I would say.
So I want to ask you a question, because I think there's a topic. There's a lot of topics that you know more than me about. There's one in particular that you know more than me about, and that is drug use and abuse. Do you think people who use a lot of drugs, after a few years or a couple of decades, it affects their brain? Even if they're not addicts, even if it's just on weekends or at parties, Do you think by the time they get to 30 or 40, do you think
Of course, no doubt. Everything, I mean, everything that you put, I mean, alcohol, same thing, right?
Alcohol's a drug.
Exactly. I mean, everything you put in your body regularly, sugar, whatever, right? I mean, oxygen, Michael Jackson, if that's real. I don't believe that, but okay.
Here's why I ask you, guy. Let me tell you why I ask you. Because you strike me as an intelligent person, but I notice when you're speaking, you jump from topic to topic, like in one monologue, you jump from all over the place. And I'm like,
I can explain that, especially when I'm stoned. I feel that my IQ level goes 10 to 15 points up because I make connections so much faster. So that means that in my head, I go so fast that in my speech, people cannot follow it anymore, right? It is. I make too fast connections. So thanks. I need to take much more time to explain my ideas. But then I'm already thinking about other things, right? That is what's happening.
No, I completely understand.
That is, so think about limitless. Well, it has that kind of effect, right? And I don't like cocaine. I don't like. My whole most recent awakening started when I stopped drinking alcohol. After the 17-hour funny chat, marathon chat with Noise Level, I stopped drinking alcohol. And drank a couple of beers in the meantime, but nothing like before. And best decision ever. So, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, so I was at this event recently. I don't want to give too many specific details, but it was the first time I've been around young people. all doing drugs for a long time. It's been years since I've been anywhere near that kind of environment.
Yeah, okay.
And I'd kind of forgotten how rife drug use is among young Western people.
Yeah.
And I found myself thinking, this might be harmless long term, but maybe this will catch up with some of these people. And I have met some people in my time. I've met a lot of people. I'm 32 years old. I've lived a bit of a life. I've met a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think there's a correlation between people who party and do drugs and scatterbrain later in life. And I think one of the few skills or talents that I have in content creation podcasting is I say, right, here's the topic. Let's stay on topic. And I can stay on a topic. And then I say, right, that's enough of this topic. Now I'm going to move this other topic. Sometimes I'll go on normal, but I like to always remain, here's what I'm talking about and here's why. And sometimes I listen to people and it's like there's no structure in their thoughts.
Actually,
they're just bouncing. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that. But there's an audience out there, they're like me.
Yes.
They want to stay on and then they want to explore that topic and then move on. Always with context. Always with context. What's the context of what I'm talking about in this moment? And yeah, a few days ago.
Perfect, you said. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, a few days ago, I was like, look, I've abused drugs. I've abused alcohol especially. So I'm not here to say that I'm better than anybody, but I kind of feel like missing out on the whole rave scene when I was younger, missing out on the drug scene. Like, I've probably done ecstasy in my life, pills that were passed off as ecstasy anyway. Probably in my life.
Mm-hmm.
8 or 10 times, tops.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is very... To people out there who are listening who've never done drugs, that sounds like a lot. But for most people...
Yeah.
Especially people who mixed in...
I can imagine in Australia, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's nothing, man. For the young, cool people, 8 or 10 times is a few months.
I wanted to say something else, but first give an example of this. I was having a party with my best friends in Amsterdam inside a gas tank. That is a pretty cool techno party. But I had half a pill of ecstasy shared with my friends, one pill. Because Dutch ecstasy is ecstasy, because it comes from there. And then I met a guy whose eyes were literally like a chameleon. Literally, moving independently from each other. And this guy was boasting that he had 13 pills at that moment. And that was even early in the evening. In Amsterdam. And he is not like the exception or so, right? He's also not the average, but is the drug problem among youth in Amsterdam is enormous, yes.
Yeah, and so what had happened was I listened to this podcast by Renegade Broadcasting a couple of days prior. Mm-hmm. A girl named Sinead McCarthy.
Yes,
she's one of the...
And Ben.
Yeah, she was actually. Funny story, that whole thing. So anyway, I was listening to this podcast that she released literally a couple of days before I went to this event. And she was talking about her part. She was involved
which event?
I went to an event recently, and what I'm talking about is just before I did, I listened to this podcast by Renegade.
Yep.
Where Sinead was talking about her past when she was younger. She used to be a dancer at these music festivals. She used to do the drugs and all this kind of thing. And okay. So basically what she was talking about was the young people are all going to these music festivals because they do the drugs. They're around other white people predominantly.
Mm.
They get a fake sense of community because they're owned by mass immigration, et cetera, et cetera. She was saying it made a lot of sense to me. But again, I haven't had much to do with the youth culture for a long time. So then recently when I was at an event where I saw all these young white people stone like their faces on all kinds of drugs, and I was like, man, like they work Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
Weekends, these fake highs, these fake euphoric feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Monday they go back to work. And like this is normal for young Western.
Yep.
This is normal now, and I was like I knew it, but I kind of forgot it, do you know what I mean? And then seeing it sort of firsthand, I was like, there's no getting through to these people. This is their life, and they're happy, man. They're happy. They work their shitty jobs, and then they do drugs, and they go back to work, and then they do drugs, man. The whole Brave New World Soma, Aldous Huxley, it's already here, man. It's already here. It's been here for a long time. This isn't even new. This is not new.
And
it's been this way for decades.
Have you ever seen a face on something called ketamine, which is a horse fucking tranquilizer.
It's funny you should ask that question. It's funny you should ask that question, and I don't want to go into too much detail. But let's just say that this, at this event that I was at, things happened, Gaia. Things happened.
I want to go back to one point that you made before, because that is the exact idea. 14 weeks we have, and 14 episodes we will have, with dedicated topics with an SME chats podcast every week, and I have a schedule.
What does SME stand for? Small, SME, medium enterprise.
SME, good you ask. SME, in the so-called official language, stands for subject matter experts. But I like to change words, so I would like to call it a subject matter enthusiast.
Okay, when I was studying business, SME stood for small, medium enterprise.
Okay.
Like smaller business. That was a long time ago.
I'm
32 years old now, Gaia. My student days were a long time ago. But it feels like yesterday.
That's funny,
it doesn't feel so long ago.
I started to move to Colombia, so exactly.
That's a funny thing, man. This event that I was at, they're all young Westerners, but remember, I'm in Vietnam. So what are all these people doing here? They're all people who've left their country and they've gone off to a different country for whatever reason. And so I was also pondering this, like, what kind of person leaves their country, most of these people are mid-20s to 30, right? What causes them to leave their country and go to a whole new place like this country? And I used to have this idealistic conception that it was similar reasons to what I'm doing. In fact, I probably had an idealistic conception about what I'm doing, but I mean, just in general, what people are doing.
It's really funny,
but it turns out, maybe a lot of these people, they just love going to a country where illicit activities are easy and cheap. If I can just put it in those kind of terms.
Yes, I have seen it firsthand.
And I was oblivious to this element of it, do you know what I mean? Like, until relatively recently, I was oblivious. And then when you're actually there and you're seeing it, you're like, oh, this makes a lot of sense. Because you get to have all the fun in a whole new land with a whole new bunch of people. And then when the music stops, you can just move on to the next country. There's lots of countries in this part of the world where there's these kinds of little scenes, these little subcultures, little communities, where people just come along, get themselves into the scene, have all kinds of fun, relatively cheap, and when it's all over, just move on, you know? And I think that's exactly what's... And I don't criticize them. I've got an issue with it. What I was noticing was, hold on, this idea that people have out there, you just have to talk the truth and people will wake up. What? These 25-year-olds having the time of their life, getting munted on drugs every weekend, they don't give a shit about anything other than go to work, get money, go have fun. That's all they care about. And anyone who thinks, oh no, we're going to get through to them, that's a joke. You are kidding yourself, man. These people don't care. They're never going to care.
You cut out, John. You completely missed. That's why I went out and in again, because I missed it completely. And so the listeners too, I think.
Yeah, I don't know if it's coming through. Look, the point I was making was just this idea that, like, it's important to understand what people care about. And once you understand what people care about, you can see this idea of the truth spreading. That is ridiculous. These people couldn't care less about the truth. They just want to have fun. And that's what they're doing. The youth, the Western youth, are just having fun, getting munted on drugs. And nothing you or I say is going to change that.
I have had very good experiences with people I met and made friends with at hardstyle festivals.
Because you're all on drugs. Everyone's best friend.
No,
popping E. Oh, yeah, when you're rolling, you feel fantastic.
No,
and everyone's best friend. It's all fake.
No, there is a complete spectrum between chameleon eyes and craziness and people who are completely sober standing there, because that is also what happened. So,
bro, if there were no drugs, you know what Sinead said in her podcast? She's like, these music festivals,
but
if there were no drugs, no one would stay there. And that's correct.
Yeah, that
these music festivals,
true.
No
that
one would stay there.
That is
drugs.
Untrue, and I
they're
don't
all
think
on drugs.
That is, Sinead, she's an agent and a freak, but she is not... trumping my own fucking experience firsthand, first witness.
Your experience with doing drugs at these festivals, your experience supports what she's saying.
Doing what do you mean by doing drugs? What is an amount you
people
would call
go
doing
to
drugs? What's the amount?
You put a pill in your mouth or you snort some powder in your own drugs. And again, I've got nothing against that.
Drinking one beer, is that doing drugs?
Not in the context that I'm talking about. But of course, alcohol is a drug.
Exactly. That is why I asked, where is the limit? If there's a limit in alcohol, then
I'm
there's
not saying
also
there's a limit.
Limit.
I'm just saying there's people all on drugs, and you know they are.
Yeah, okay, all on drugs. So one
I didn't
beer
say
is
anything about
drugs.
A limit.
One beer is being on drugs.
Fine, right. But it still one supports what I'm saying.
So if someone is one beer, then all the friendship, the bonding is fake suddenly because there's one beer involved. That's drugs, right? That's what you're saying.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about these music.
Okay, music festival, there are people who drink one beer, there are people who take half a pill, yeah?
Oh, what proportion? What music
festival? Which festival are you talking about? I have so much experience of this. How much experience do you have? I mean, just asking, right?
This, you know full well, this music festival, people all on drugs. And you also know full well, people hug each other and they love each other and they have all these deep and meaningfuls. And the next day,
and they know they're on ecstasy. They know they're on ecstasy. It's not that people are lost their minds. Right? They know they have ecstasy on. But they're not hugging every individual. It can happen just to have this hugging feeling, but that is not a personal thing. So they bond with certain individuals. That bonding might or might not have been happening when there were no drugs involved. We will never know. There's no parallel universe.
Well, the point that I was making was just that Sinead had said that if there was no drugs, people wouldn't stay there.
I don't give a fuck about Sinead. I don't give a fuck about her. I care about my own experience. I share them, and please respect that and share your experience. I don't want to talk about Sinead. She's not important, right?
Well, I think you're getting defensive. I don't know why. Like, if you're having fun, you made that point five times.
But I would like to explain my experiences, and that is what is important. This Sinead is not an authority on anything, right? Or is she an authority on your party experience? No, I don't think so.
Well, the point I was making to you before you interrupted was what she was saying. I agree with from what I've seen, which is that people have these amazing times and it's great. Nothing against it. But they wouldn't be there if it wasn't for the drugs. All of these friendships are fake.
Yeah, and that is not true.
Okay.
That is my experience.
How many festivals? So you go to festivals and you don't do drugs?
I have been to various festivals, I've used drugs, alcohol, or nothing, different music styles, different environments, different levels of society.
How often are you sober? How often? When you go to these music festivals, how often are you sober? How often do you go there just for the music?
In the last times, I haven't, but right now, I wouldn't drink any alcohol. I would be there sober, no problem. And I have been sober.
You wouldn't do drugs. And you wouldn't do drugs either. You just go there just for the music.
If it's a hard style, I would combine it with drugs, yes. But if it's not, that's not the point.
What
she is saying, and I don't know why.
I don't even know why you're arguing about this. Are you just talking in an argument
to
be moved?
What about her is so
important?
It's
not just about her. It's about anyone who's been to these festivals knows full well.
Anyone
who's on drugs.
Yeah, I mean, you like to keep this generally black and white feeling. I have a much more colorful idea about reality, but that's fine.
That doesn't even mean anything. Those words you just said are meaningless. You and I both know the people there are on drugs, and they wouldn't be there if they weren't on drugs.
These people are there, but that is not everyone. There are many different people. And that's the same thing online. That's what we talked about. Right? YouTube channels, but that doesn't mean anything for your channel or anyone else's channel.
People are not there for drugs.
I don't care about the majority, John. Never. Not online, not on
party. So why are you arguing?
I care about the people I can find there, online or at the store.
So why are you arguing? I made a very non-controversial point. These festivals are being people for the drugs.
I'm explaining myself. Yeah, and that is, I disagree with that, and I try to give examples, but you don't consider
your examples are you doing drugs, which supports exactly the point that I make.
No, yeah, and that is the point. You can be... But what is doing drugs? One beer is doing drugs. So we have to establish that the baseline is zero there.
I think you're just in an argumentative mood, man. I don't know why you do this. Like, it's a point you actually agree with. You're just arguing for the sake of it. What's the point? Why are you doing that?
I am explaining my experiences. You can listen to them or not. I mean, fine, we can stop the audio. I can leave and you can continue your audio. It's fine.
Yeah, dude, when you're really not arguing, you're cool. But when you're arguing for the sake of it, it's like, why am I wasting my time?
Yeah, that's not what I'm doing. So
there's something you actually agree about. You actually agree and you're just arguing for the sake of it. What's the point, man? It's a waste of time.
Okay, whatever. I have met many good people on drugs, off drugs, doesn't matter. The idea that it's all fake, it's completely not true. No, not in my experience, if someone thinks it's all fake. I mean, how can you establish for someone that his or her feelings are fake? I mean, people fall in love when they get drunk, and then later, when they're sober, they're still in love. I mean, does that mean that their love is fake because they were drunk when they fell in love? No, it doesn't mean that. This black and white idea, and that is what this Sinead is representing. And I am completely surprised why John would bring her up as an authority, especially because she was banned here. Not because she was banned, but because why she was banned and her attitude and so. And this whole black and white attitude, because she talks now about people on parties using drugs. What kind of drugs? Alcohol as well. That they are fake or so. And it's a black and white thing. Like they talk about, like she talks about Jews. I mean, she is playing this agenda that it's a race and so, and that there's an intrinsic problem with Jews and so. Yeah, that's exactly the same agenda as the ADL and all play. So that is why I say she's controlled by them. Her website is not taken down and so yeah. And why suddenly is she an authority on parties? I mean, she has her experience on parties. Okay, fine. If she says no, everybody at her parties was fake, I don't know how she knows that. But okay, then that's her experience, and it's one. Okay, I have another experience, and it's two. But we are having a conversation, so you don't want to hear my experience, John? Hey, I want to hear your experience. But you seem to go with an experience by someone online who runs a pro-Hitler Nazi website. Okay, whatever, John, and you want to leave for that. Continue after I've left. So that was it for my part. Thank you.
That's all, folks.